Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Yes, Dee. My name is Sheila, and I'm calling in about a charge that I see on my Cash App card.
Okay.
It says Rare Health Plans 5989.
Okay. Can I start off by confirming your zip code?
My zip code is 77066.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Sheila Williams.
Sheila Williams. Okay. Give me just a second while I locate your account for you. Let's see. Okay, still locating your account. Give me just a second. Would it be under an alternate name by any chance?
No. I hadn't signed up or anything from that, but I got an email saying they charging my Cash App card $59.89. I said, well, no, I don't know what for. I don't have a health plan with, you know, you all.
Understood. Let's see. Okay, I did find an account matching your name, and for security purposes, can you confirm your address?
My address is 14143 Timberhaven Drive, Houston, Texas, 77066. Unless, do you show that or do you show a David Memorial Drive? Memorial is my work address.
Yes, that's the address. That's
9241 David Memorial Drive, Suite 150, The Woodlands, Texas.
Yes, that's the address I show.
Okay.
Okay, so I see here back on the 25th, which was yesterday, you entered a contest to win a mixer?
Yes.
Okay, so along with the contest entry included our Bites Up Meal Plan app. It's a meal planning app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
Now, see, that didn't show up. It showed something about Walmart and that mixer.
Right.
And then when it charged up this dollar amount. No, that's not what that said.
Right. Well, in the terms and conditions, it did inform you that you would be enrolled in the monthly subscription for the meal plan.
Well, I didn't see any of that.
No problem.
So can we just cancel that out? I know, don't try any of that again. Because if you got that hidden back there and people don't see that, they want to know, well, why am I being charged $59 when that thing said $2?
Right. An email was also sent out when the order was placed as well.
I saw the email today. That's what made me call about it. I said, I'll wait.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but it is a good app, and I do recommend it. What we can do is bring the monthly rate down to $20 a month.
No, I just need to be refunded back to $59.89.
Okay, hold one moment, please. Okay, so what we can do is give you a 75% refund.
Why not a full refund when you got Let me just go and respond to Cash App and let them know what you said so they can get my money back. Okay, they just responded back to me, so.
So even if you do respond to Cash App, they are still considered valid charges. So what we can do is give you the full refund back minus the $5 setup fee, which is non-refundable.
I'm going to send that back to them, too. They just told me to try to contact you all to get my refund. If not, go ahead and set it up through them to get my money back. So let me just respond to them, too.
Okay, hold one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, as a small courtesy to you, I spoke with my supervisor, and as a small courtesy to you, what we can do is waive that $5. We're not supposed to do this since it is non-refundable, but I can't go ahead and waive the $5 and issue the full refund.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's been refunded. It should take 3 to 5 business days to process. And I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, can you go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay, that's C as in cat. 920.
Okay.
658.
Okay.
556.
Okay, let me read that back, make sure I got it right. C as in cat. 920-658-556.
Yes.
Okay, and refunding back 5989.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I appreciate your help.
All righty, was there anything else I can do to help you today?
No, that's it.
All righty, well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.